This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve Ann Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Good morning, hello, welcome to Some News on FUBAR Radio with Steve Ann Allen and, this to be explained later, the celebrity Eric McIlroy. I'm sure, that'll get a mention.
A few.
Okay. But it's the show that looks at things that's in the news and talks about them. Obviously, there will be some news stories about which we do not have jokes about which. Terrible at that preposition thing you do in sentences. Some of those news stories, including these.
Pope Francis made news when he canonized a French couple. The Pope said he didn't know the canon worked.
According to a new survey, for women, a pair of jeans often last longer than a boyfriend. And they got a lot in common, because you want ones that make you look good, but eventually they both try and get up your bum.
Living the dream. Slovenia is to limit migrant numbers. From now on, migrants will only be allowed to count to 53.
Johnny Depp was talking about the Oscars, and he said, "I don't want to win one of those things ever." And now we know why he made the film Mordecai.
Was it that bad?
Oh, good God.
Plans for a new national pantomime of A Christmas Carol were announced by the government. David Cameron will play the lead role of Scrooge, with millions of Britons playing Tiny Tim.
The Queen has said that she's a big fan of watching marathon runners. Oh. I think that's a massive hint to Prince Charles.
One does like people who don't quit. They don't abdicate. I mean, quit.
Mother, I'll never get the bloody job.
A little sketch I did there.
A little sketch was nice. Do you think she liked watching Paula Radcliffe have that poo?
Who didn't? Normally have to pay extra for that.
Donald Trump claims 9/11 was George Bush's fault since he was president at the time. George Bush says it's not his fault as he thought Dick Cheney was president at the time.
And those are the news stories that we will not be having any jokes on. So as we head into the show with jokes and stuff and commentary, it's time to find out what direction we'll be heading in. Producer Amanda, give us more.
Morning. Hello.
Morning.
Can you hear me? I can't hear myself in these headphones.
Which ones need to go louder? You do seem quiet, but I just thought you were being emotional or just trying to build up tension.
There's an element of that. There is an element of that, because we do have a packed show today. There's an awful lot going on. I'm hoping, Steve, that I've made a dream of yours come true today.
What? One about the massive marshmallow?
No, not that one. I'm hoping that we have a...
Sorry, that was the sound of something falling.
It was, yeah. Do we know what that was, Will? Will's still standing. Will's all right.
Steve was passing out at the thought of that giant marshmallow.
I'm hoping that we've got one of the top UK experts on North Korea on the other end of the phone.
We're going to get schooled on little Kim Jong-un.
So we're going to be... Hang on, where is it? We're going to be having...
Kim Jong-un news.
Un-news.
Non-stop, rolling, 24-hour Kim Jong-un latest.
I knew that jingle was worth making.
It was. With millions of pounds spent. Yeah. The research and development.
Yeah, so prepare any questions, the burning questions that you've always wanted to know about
Kim Jong-un or about that burning...
I would
question.
Save the burning thing, so I'll try and get another expert on for that.
Oh, good, thanks.
Okay.
That is
itchy. Yeah.
You've actually just given her the idea for next week's expert.
I'll bring photos.
We know someone who's doing a PhD in GUI infections. She's came along to our Edinburgh show twice. The one, and then came to the Tuesday night thing. Someone researching downstairs problem. We could.
And she knew to come to us.
It might be a research product.
There's some problems there.
Give me her number, and only for the purpose of going on the show. You understand? Okay. There's no other reason why. I want her phone number. Publication of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we had, as we know, Naked Life magazine.
Otherwise known as its actual name, Naturalist Life magazine.
Naturist, isn't it?
It's nature. Yeah, we can't even say it.
Naturist is the nude one. Naturalist is Chris
Packham. Packham.
I thought it was Naturally Seggy Bits magazine.
No.
Because everything was kind of saggy.
I think Chris Packham is a fan of nature. He isn't naked. At least I hope not, because I've recorded Springwatch. Was he on Springwatch? I don't know. If he was, then that joke might work. If not, let's move along.
Well, this week, everybody's got their clothes on, I assume, at the other end anyway. But we've got something called Alternative Weekly, is it, Will? Was it?
The Daily Alternative.
The Daily Alternative.
The Daily Alternative. Oh, I've gone to the wrong site. The Daily. The research on this is incredible.
Yeah, thank you for that. All I got wrong was the fact that it was a daily publication rather than a weekly publication, but I doubt.
And also its name. But other than those two things, you were on it like
It's going to be a little bit touchy because you raised his hopes with the marshmallow thing. And then
literally, I have three dreams. The one about the marshmallow, racial and gender equality through the world, and finding out about Kim Jong-un. And no offence, look at the one you picked out of the three.
Maybe you should have been cheating.
Hey,
we've
got the rest of our lives. The rest of our lives on this show for me to sort that out for you. Very special day in 2 days' time that you're going to be exploring in more detail. There's a certain date in 2 days. It's the 21st of October 2015, and that is the date where Marty McFly and the Doc went to the future.
So we do not have a lot of time to make those things happen.
Well, all the things that are listed.
Yeah.
The hoverboards. I mean, they've happened, sort of, haven't they?
They
don't really hover, and they go about three.
And they're illegal. That's the story of last week. Was great.
Well,
we'll delve into that. Do you know about those hoverboards? It looks like a skateboard sideways.
Yeah.
The Segway without the uppy handy thing. They're illegal to use. Effectively everywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. They didn't say that in Back to the Future, did they?
1.21 gigawatts. It's illegal, Marty.
And all that.
I'm really disappointed now.
Okay. We've got that to delve into. What else are we going face first into?
Well, I think we're going to look at World War III as well, aren't we? Because that's going to happen.
Happy vibes.
Again, isn't it? So, and maybe that's something that we can sort out as well with our North Korea expert. Maybe he can either confirm or deny that, you know, World War III is around the corner at the hands of Kim Jong. I'm hoping that he'll say it's not. I'm hoping that he's going to say it's all fine.
Controversial. You hope there's not a massive world war that kills millions. Interesting. We get both sides of the debate here on Some News. That's what I like about it. Thank you very much for the update, Amanda. Try not to knock anything else over on your way out as well. This is brilliant. I know we all have those days where we're a little bit clumsy, but why pay money to get places destroyed? I think today she could do it. I reckon you can make some money out of that. It's brilliant. So before we head face first into the rest of the show, is there any update from your life we need to know about, Eric?
Not from last week, but this week.
Mm?
There's something coming.
We'll find out on the way.
Some News with Steve Ann Allen and Eric McIlroy. Some news, some jokes.
Hello, good morning. There's some news and we're going to be talking... That's not a thing.
Some news, some jokes.
I'm waiting for it. Is it going to do it again?
Some news.
How did you do that?
Is there a mode that says repeat? I think there is. I see there's a little icon that looks like it's got a repeaty thing on it. I'm going to press that. And I'm going to press it again. I shouldn't be testing this stuff on air, but this is it's a new feature we do.
That's fine. It's called Learn the Buttons.
Learning the Buttons with Some News.
You say it so much better than I do.
Thank you.
Some News with Steve Ann Allen.
Wait for it, you come.
Some News, some jokes.
Nailed it! Yay.
So what's the show again?
I have no idea. It's all about branding. So there is some news out there. I've heard that somewhere. There's some news and we get to talk about it like this. World War III panic. Ah! Defiant Turkey, the country, not the animal, says it will shoot down Russian or US jets.
I'm so glad you clarified that because I thought this was going to go in a whole different direction.
This is Foghorn Leghorn.
I thought maybe it's like some sort of bird flu thing. Yeah. Like maybe all along that's been their plan. Because the birds have been around a long time. They've outlived the dinosaurs.
Yes.
They outlived the...
go on, think of a fancy word that's something that's not up to date. Humans.
Dragons.
Close.
Missed it by that much.
And anyway, but that's not the story. Sorry, that's a different day.
It's not. I mean, that would be a great story.
If turkeys were shooting down Russian planes.
The Hitchcock film, Birds, we know that when they turn against us, it does not go well.
I was thinking it would be a scary film.
Yeah.
The Attack of the Ladybirds. The bugs, not the people in Soho.
I don't think they're called ladybirds. But, okay. Although that would also be a scary film.
Yeah, that would be...
Well, Attack of anything would be a scary film.
Well, no.
I'm not passing judgment on
into.
Them.
Depends on what you're into.
Okay. No, good point. So
there was a lot of ladybirds. We were at Bushy Park this weekend, and there were ladybirds everywhere.
Bushy Park? They're near the Watford-y one, is that?
No, not Watford. God, no, man.
I thought you meant
this
Bushy.
Is in near Hampton Court.
Oh, I was... the
one of the royal parks.
And there's a lot of ladybirds.
There was a lot of ladybirds. And I thought, because ladybirds are just like so cute, you know, blow on one, ladybird, go fly home, make a wish, all that shit. But imagine a lot of them, red and black, and just covering your face and little wings fluttering out.
They're everywhere!
Make a wish!
fish.
We gotta blow them away.
Blow them away.